Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the earnings conference call of Everest Canter Cylinder Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Mr. Mitesh Jain from CDR India for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Mitesh.
Thank you, Ryan. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canter Cylinder's Q4 and FY 2025 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We will initiate the call with opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for a question and answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you all earlier. I would now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings conference call. I will begin by sharing an overview of our performance for the period under review, following which we will have a QA session. We are pleased to share that FY 2025 has been a year of strong growth and consistent execution for EKC. In FY 2025, consolidated revenue grew by 22.6% to rupees 1,499.2 crores, with Q4 revenue increasing by 29.5% year-on-year to rupees 422.2 crores. This performance was supported by healthy demand across both our domestic and international businesses. Particularly in this U.S., standalone revenue growth was also robust, with FY 2025 revenue increasing by 22.6% to rupees 946.2 crores. Q4 standalone revenue rose by 23.1% year-on-year to rupees 276.2 crores, reflecting a strong volume traction. While realizations remained under pressure during the period under review, margins compression was limited and absolute profitability remained healthy on the back of strong top-line growth. Consolidated PAT for the year stood at rupees 97.7 crores. Q4 PAT came in at rupees 13.3 crores, impacted by exceptional losses of rupees 6.4 crores related to the impairment of idle asset and CapEx under progress. Our U.S. business delivered an exceptional performance in FY 2025, with revenue rising by 42% to rupees 742 crores and EBIT increasing by 86% to rupees 58 crores. While quarterly trends in this region can be lumpy due to the nature of order booking and dispatch cycles, the full-year performance has been strong, with the policy emphasis on Make in America by the current administration. We believe the outlook for this vertical remains encouraging going into the FY 2026. On the domestic front, the outlook remains equally promising. India CNG market witnessed remarkable growth during the year, driven by increasing consumer preference for cleaner, cost-effective mobility solutions. The government continues to push towards expanding the CNG infrastructure in playing a key role in accelerating adoption across both the passenger and vehicle commercial vehicle segment. These structural tailwinds are expected to sustain growth in domestic market, and we believe that EKC is well positioned to capitalize on this opportunity given our scale, capability, and customer relationships. In line with our long-term growth plans, we continue to expand our manufacturing footprints. Our upcoming facility at Mundra is on track and will play a key role in enhancing our domestic capacity and serving export end markets more efficiently. Meanwhile, our greenfield project in Egypt is progressing as planned and is expected to be completed by Q3 FY 2026. This facility is strategically positioned to support Egypt's national objectives of expanding CNG adoption. The government's strong push to convert vehicles into CNG align well with our goals, and we are committed to playing a key role in meeting the growing demand in this region. Together with initiatives further to strengthen EKC's position as a global supplier of high-pressure gas cylinder solutions, I am pleased to share the Board of Directors has recommended a final dividend of 0.7 per equity share for FY24-25. This decision reflects our disciplined approach to capital allocation, ensuring we maintain a financial flexibility to support ongoing growth initiatives. In closing, FY25 has been a year of meaningful progress across markets, operations and strategic initiatives. As we move forward, we remain confident in the long-term growth perspective of our business, supported by strong fundamentals, scalable infrastructure and focus on innovation. We appreciate your continued support and interest in EKC. For that, I conclude my opening remarks. I request the moderator to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question comes from the line of Dipen Sankara Narayan from Trustline Holdings Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, from my side, what are the key reasons for this 700 bps drop in India business margin? And how was the mix between CNG and industrial cylinders for the quarter?
So, you know, we have some long-term contracts which are under some pricing pressure. So that's the reason that we have some squeeze in the margins on those orders.
Okay. So it was specific to this quarter, and then we will be coming back to our normal margins of 12-15% in from next quarter onwards?
Yeah, definitely there will be an improvement.
Okay, okay. And what is the key reason for this 23% increase in these other expenses during the current quarter?
One second, yeah. Yeah, Sanjeev will answer that, yeah.
Yeah, depends. Since the revenue overall has been a little lower because of the pricing pressure, I mean the cost look higher. Otherwise, it's normal. If you compare from the higher turnover, it would have been comparable.
Okay, okay. So we are happy to see that we are reporting stronger growth in all these regions. But still, in terms of margins, hello.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. But still, in terms of margins, we are yet to improve. So are we seeing any visibility in terms of margins improvement in near term over the next 2-3 years, going back to the 15-18% levels? And what are the challenges we are facing in that, and how are we addressing that?
Yeah, so, you know, margin improvement is a continuous process. And so the idea will be, of course, focus on more products where, you know, the company has a better, you know, margin and a better position in the market. Definitely this is, you know, and we are continuously striving to introduce new products in the market. So margins definitely will, you know, and new products will definitely be better and improve.
Okay. And can you throw more light on this exceptional loss on this impairment on property and equipment? What is that regarding?
It's a
provision. I mean, you understand, I mean, as per the accounting standards, and we have gone as per the accounting standard 28, that is impairment of assets. So based on that, assets have to be looked upon at the end of the year to ensure they carry the realizable value. So it's a provision. So it's maybe if the asset gets utilized, I mean, the value may be back. So there will be a reversal there.
Okay, this is for which region exactly?
This is in our plants in Gujarat only. So obviously somewhere once they get utilized or once it's off and running, so then the provision which we made may be reversed.
Okay, okay. And lastly, like what is the kind of capacity utilization currently we are having in overall India and overall?
In India it's around 70%.
Okay.
Overall UAE is around 50%, and even in the USA okay. It's around 50%. So those two units are at 50%.
What is the mix between CNG and industrial cylinders currently?
So around 60-40.
60-40, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. I'm joined back.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Once again, a reminder. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Shrey Gandhi from CR Kothari Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the order book. Can you specify the order book for USA, UAE, and India specifically?
So US is around 55 million.
Okay.
India, UAE.
India is around 300 crores.
And UAE is around 100 crores.
Okay, and how much capex is done currently and what is pending for Europe and Mundra? Egypt and Mundra, sorry.
Egypt is in the first phase. So, how much pending is around 50%
is pending. So Egypt around 50% of capex is still pending.
Okay. And for Mundra?
In Mundra mein, Mundra 50 CR can I get? Around 50 CR is still left.
PCR is left. Okay. And another question is for the UAE business. Why there is a drop in revenue and margin YOY?
So again, they are also facing some pricing pressures, you know, for orders that they had taken from the market where they are finding it the pressure on the pricing of the product.
So when do we expect this to get normalized?
I think maybe from coming quarters, things will, start normalizing.
Okay. What was the purpose of borrowings which you raised recently? Purpose of borrowings?
Borrowings.
To write off. Yeah.
So say that again. You said the borrowings?
Yeah, what was the purpose for raising funds?
Raising funds. Okay.
Term loan has been for the project.
We have only taken a term loan here, nothing else. I think 20 crores, right?
20 crores the term loan.
We've only taken a term loan of 20 crores. Remaining water is all the CC limits. And anything in UAE? And US? No, the US they're using the CC.
US $5 million.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any term loan in UAE? In Egypt project, my term loan hai?
Egypt mein chota term loan.
Term loan.
Very small term loan in Egypt for the project.
How much is that?
Seven
what? Seven crores. Ah, okay. So now, you know, we've not taken any long-term capital is not there much.
Okay.
Yeah. About 27 crores is what we can see in long-term capital.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you. That was from my side.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Reet Jain from First Water Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. We are struggling in UAE in terms of margins. So as we said previously that we are facing some pricing pressure. So I want to understand what could be the reason for this pricing pressure. Are there any cheap imports in UAE or some other reason?
You know, the region where they're working, they have, you know, pressure on their sale price.
No, I mean, why? I mean, previously we used to do 15% margin, but now we have done 1% only. So,
you know,
what could be the reason?
It's also the product mix that could be, you know, significant here, because the product mix that was probably made in the quarter, because the order book only had that, so the margin was affected by you know, they had taken orders at these prices and this has affected their you know, affected the margin.
Yeah, but my question is why we have taken the order at low margin? Because
they might not have got the order of the, you know, the higher margin product mix, so they had to, you know, stay with the low margin product mix, and so that that affected their you know, pricing. The margin pressure has come.
Okay. And any R&D or partnership that we are doing for the hydrogen sectors?
No, we're not doing any. We are doing only some development work, but we're not doing any joint venture or anything on the hydrogen sector.
Mm-hmm. And regarding the new product development, where are we now?
So that's continuously, we're continuously, you know, working on new product development and introducing new products in the market. So that is a continuous process we're doing.
So regarding new product, which sectors are we targeting?
We have industrial, automotive, you know, all sectors we are targeting.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my part.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ashwath from Aryant Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thank you for the opportunity. I had a question very specific to bottom line margins. Am I audible?
Yeah, yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah. So we went from 7% to 5.6% on an annual basis. Do we see this shrinking further?
No.
Or any guidelines?
There will be an improvement. No, there will definitely be an improvement in the margin in the coming quarters.
Okay. So for FY26, how much do you guide?
At least double digit.
Double digit on PAT margin?
Yes.
Okay. And I also wanted to understand our split. If I'm just going through presentation slide number 9, so US and Hungary make up a huge chunk of the EBIT. So I wanted to understand this split. Where do we see this split in FY26 and 27? Do we see a similar margin pressure from UAE continuing, or how is the split going to be like? If you could also elaborate on the top line split and the EBIT split.
the split is there. You know, only thing is that definitely things will improve in UAE, and US will be continuing to be strong. And India also, I think we should be better off than you know, this year on the EBITDA.
Even top line.
Even top line. So, you know,
okay, when you say better, could you just quantify in terms of how do we see that happening, right? In terms of numbers or
I'm not able to share specific numbers, but you know, I've given you some
even percentage would help.
Yeah, yeah. This is the 10 to 15. Yeah, you know, 10 to 15%, yeah.
All right, got it. Yeah, that's it from mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Shrey Gandhi from CR Kotari Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Vidhi here. I want to understand the GST liability that you mentioned in the previous call of 127 CR. What is the current status of that?
Ma'am, we have filed a writ in the High Court and our hearing is going to be coming in soon. So, as the things flow, we will inform the investors.
Okay. And you mentioned that 50% of Egypt capex is done out of 150, so 75 is pending and for Mundra,
yes.
50 CR is pending. So, this
yes.
total 125 CR, how are you planning to fund this remaining capex?
So, I mean, we have planned a small borrowing for the term loan from India for another 20 crores. And for the Egypt project, we already have a... So, we may or we may not, I mean, entirely take up the borrowing. But it's already there. The loan is already sanctioned.
Okay, so 20 CR is already sanctioned and the remaining 100 CR?
No, the balance also in Egypt also is fully sanctioned.
All right, got it. And so just one last question. The USA business, so the margins are quite fluctuating. Previously it was around 5 to 6%, right now it is 16%. So what is the margin that we can expect ahead for USA and India both?
US also will go on similar lines because they are having a strong order book and they are executing, you know, pretty quickly. So we believe that they will continue in the same fashion.
Okay, so 8% for India and in the range of 16% for USA.
Yeah, I mean, it can be in that appropriate ranges, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Once again, a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I would now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would you like more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relation team, CDR India. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Everest Canto Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.